Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, anyone who knows a thing or two about sports or cooking knows that being on the home court has its advantages, right? If you go to a UT home game, you know that one team, the home team, is welcome, but the other, Florida, is not, right? Or at home, when you're cooking, I bet you have lots of support and honor from your family. Oh, yes, you're cooking, wonderful, even if we're over on the couch, right? But they get lots of honor, support, encouragement. However, there is at least one profession by which being at home and among relatives is not to your advantage, not even if you're Jesus Christ himself. And that profession is the profession of prophecy, being a prophet. As you see in the cover of your bulletin, a prophet's not without honor, except in his own hometown and among his own relatives, as we heard in the gospel today. Jesus was a prophet. He spoke the things of God on behalf of God to the people of God. He, like prophets before him, healed diseases. He, like Elijah, raised people from the dead. He was a prophet. But rather than welcome him and honor him at home, his hometown folk doubted him. They questioned him. They looked at him and his earthly origins, and they sized him up with an, really? The carpenter? We know his dad. We know his brothers and his sisters. We know them by name. We know where they came from. And we know that his family doesn't necessarily look very prophetic and perhaps not even very pious. After all, Jesus' brothers and sisters were sinners. Would you be surprised to hear that they participated in crude joking or disobeying parents or stealing or lying or cheating or murder or adultery or coveting? I wouldn't be surprised one bit. They say we are known by the company we keep. If so, we can rationalize Jesus' hometown doubting him as a prophet of God and questioning his character, if we are known by the company we keep. As such, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own hometown and among his own relatives. Take him to a different town, well, that's a different story altogether. The truth is, whatever excuse we can find, because when Jesus went to other towns, he wasn't necessarily honored there either, was he? He was oftentimes rejected, wasn't he? So the truth is, it's not just necessarily a hometown problem, but it is a hometown problem nonetheless. But the truth is, whatever excuse we sinners can use to keep God at an arm's distance, we'll exploit it. We'll use it. All we know is brothers and sisters. He can't possibly be a prophet of God. Now, we do whatever we can to keep arm's length from God and his intervention in this world, because we're sinners. That's what Adam and Eve did. Oh, did God really say that? Well, we're going to do it anyway. We're keeping ourselves away from God. We're keeping ourselves at arm's length distance from the fellowship and the truth of God. If God appointed one of your own family members to be a prophet, would you believe it? I might doubt it. Really? My brother? I don't think so. No. And maybe he says the same thing about me, right? But nonetheless, this is how God works. Soldiers, Valeria, soldiers, you know, it's a different story. They have much honor in their own hometown, don't they? Think about all the soldiers. Madisonville, I think, isn't that near? Aren't they very proud of their soldiers? They put up nice signs and things for them. A great display of honor and welcome for their soldiers. None of us will say about a soldier, really? A soldier? The carpenter's son? Oh, we know his brothers and his sisters. Really? A soldier? Your mom ain't the Virgin Mary, right? Do we say that about soldiers? No. Soldiers have honor in their own hometowns, rightfully so, because of the sacrifice that they're willing to do on our behalf, to serve our nation, to serve us willingly. Praise be to God for that. They do deserve honor. But if soldiers deserve honor, how much more prophets? Why not prophets? And why not Jesus himself? After all, he willingly serves us with freedom, freedom from sin, freedom from death, freedom from the evil one. And yet, do we honor him as we should in his own hometown? The people of his day didn't. He willingly laid down his life for his friends and his enemies. And yet he was without honor even among his own hometown and among his own relatives. And though his half-brothers and his half-sisters may have had a soiled past, did anyone consider Jesus' past? Did anyone consider how Jesus himself was without sin? And Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. Did anyone consider that? No. And Jesus is worthy of honor, even in his own hometown. A good question for us today is, how will we know Jesus? Will we know him only by his earthly origins and by the company he keeps, which is fellowship with sinners, even you and me? Or are we going to know him in another way, a greater way, as a prophet and one in whom we give honor? If we only know him by the company he keeps, then we shouldn't give him any honor at all. But if by his fellowship with sinners and by his cross, which is ours in baptism, that he takes away our sin and nails it to the cross, and by his open tomb reveals to us eternal life, if that's what fellowship with sinners means, then we have all the reason to honor and give glory and thanksgiving and wisdom and ascribe to him power and glory forever and ever. Amen. And now to him who is a soldier, a prophet, a servant, a Lord, a brother, a Savior, and a friend. To him, all the honor, all the glory, all the might, forever and ever. Amen. And may he make our bodies and our church and all of us his welcome hometown. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.